way. I was waiting for you to catch up. I narrowed my eyes suspiciously. Catch up? I jutted out my chin defiantly. I don't need your help to win a race. I can do that on my own. Oh, I know. Gil brushed his pale brown hair away from his big hazel eyes. You're the best at everything, Sparrow. His cheeks warmed and he quickly looked away. My friends call me Sparrow because I am sharp-eyed, nimble, and quick, like the bird that dots the Long Island shoreline we call home. I don't know about that, I teased, but I am fast. We both grinned. Even though Gilbert is 14 and 2 years older than me, we've been in the same class for 3 years now, since he came from England to live with his aunt and uncle after his parents died from typhoid fever. They run the mercantile in town for Axel Rudd's father and live in rooms above the shop. I was glad Axel didn't come with us tonight. He's rude. We try to leave him out when we can, but it is tough avoiding him. Another rumble of thunder in the distance made us look up. The sky was darkening, both from the vicious rain and wind that had just passed and the approaching twilight. The clouds still looked heavy and thick, ominous as if more rain was imminent. The roads and the fields were already flooded. Trees were bent and snapped at odd angles. Please don't rain again, I thought. Just hold off for an hour more so we can go to the island. We were so close now. Once we cut through the brush and the seagrass, we'd be on the beach, and then the small island I found would be in view. I wasn't sure why, but every time I emerged onto the beach, the sandbar was there, waiting as if it knew I was coming. I wanted to see our island again so badly. If we didn't make it there today, between chores and school, it could be a week before we could meet up here again. I didn't want to wait a week to see Gil and the friends I loved most in this world. How did you get away today? Gil asked. My mother thinks I'm out checking on our grapevines, I admitted sheepishly. A merchant from Italy gave Papa a single grapevine. Mama didn't want him to plant the vine. She didn't think it would take, but it did. And so far, the vines are growing, winding and creeping along, getting bigger by the year. My aunt and uncle think I'm making a delivery, but I finished all the mercantile deliveries before supper. Gil grinned. He had a large freckle on the left side of his mouth and a sprinkling of them across the bridge of his nose that grew brighter in the sun, which he tries to avoid by always wearing a large hat. My heart did a strange sort of thump as I stared at him for a moment. Having a fondness for Gil is my secret. We only told a small fib, and for a very good reason, I said. When we're on the island, I feel like it's our time, and I can actually breathe. I looked out at the small parcel of land, our island, that we claimed as our own only a few weeks ago. This small stretch of land that jutted out from Greenport, where we lived, was hidden by brush and overgrowth along the water as if it never wanted to be found. But when we did a few weeks ago, we couldn't stop returning to it again and again. The island felt like its own place, so unlike the rest of Greenport. Where else could one find strange giant conch shells that felt like they'd washed up from halfway across the world? A waterfall, where we swam, ever mindful of the cave behind it that we were all too chicken-hearted to explore. The sand on our island is warm. The sun always seems brighter. And sometimes, though I've never shared this, it feels like the wind off the water whispers my name over and over again when I am there. Evelyn. Evelyn Terry. Welcome home. Me too. And we found this place thanks to you, Gil reminded me. Maybe that's why I always think of it as Evelyn Island. The two of us were quiet, and I looked away quickly so he couldn't see me blush. That's when I heard the others coming.
Who won?
Asked Thomas as he came down the road with Laurel, the girl he was courting, by his side. Thomas and Laurel are older than the rest of us, 16, and I suspect they won't stay in Greenport once they were married. Both want to see the world. My best friend, Aggie, quiet, always serious and kind,